Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's me. Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm very excited about having our good friend Dr. Ivan Meisner back on the show again. 17 years now he's been hanging out with us. He is the galactic guru of networking. Nobody on the planet has done more to promote the practice, the discipline, the profession almost of networking that's helped so many people to be successful, including yours truly. He's the author of so many books, I can't see where the top of them here, including The 29% Solution, including networking, I'm sorry, Business Networking and Sex, not what you think. He's the founder of BNI, Business Network International, and our good friend, Ivan Meisner. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks. It is always fantastic to be on your show.
It's good to have you back. So I was talking to the guy, one of my Brain Trust members is a guy who invented the click, the pay-per-click. Right. Well, you know what I mean? How you click and you pay Google for the click. It's a way of advertising, right?
Right.
He said
right.
He was on the show saying this. He said there are four steps to that process, and the last one is follow up.
Mm.
He said what was astonishing to him is how many companies would pay for clicks. Get the people to come, get the people to raise their hand and say, hey, I'm here, I'm ready to buy something. And the companies didn't follow up. Can you believe that?
That is mind-boggling.
That's like, wait a minute, I can't quite get my foot up here. Hang on just a minute.
Yeah, that is mind-boggling to me. I think sometimes that happens because you have a lack of communication between the marketing strategists and the people in the field, mm-hmm. and that can happen in franchise organizations very easily.
Yep.
But the franchisor has got this great big marketing campaign, and everybody goes, oh, okay, good, that's how they're spending their money. and they feel good about it, but then they get these, what amount to leads, really, not referrals, but they get these leads, these connections, possible sales, and they don't follow up on them.
Mm-hmm.
Which is mind-boggling to me.
Yep.
Just mind-boggling.
I don't understand it. I mean, I'm grappling and grabbing and begging for business, you know. If somebody even emotes a buying signal, we're all over them here.
Yeah.
There
are times though, Jim, and I've seen it in a maturing company where people get people in the field, they get fat and happy. Business is good.
Yeah.
They built up a certain amount of business, and things are pretty good. Jim, how you doing?
That's how I got fat. I'm always hungry.
I'm gonna go out and play some golf today. How about
yeah.
you? Yeah. And so that can happen, and it's really frustrating. It's like sell your business and let somebody else who's hungry.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Build it.
So talk to us about in the networking world. Do you see a lot of people failing to follow up?
Yep. Yeah. All the time. And their excuses, they don't know how, and it's really pretty simple, and I've got a simple system that people can use. But I think it's really important to remember that the best system to use to follow up is the one you're going to actually do.
Mm-hmm.
That's really important because
pick one you like and use it, huh?
And use it because I was teaching a management theory course many years ago, and I had these students at the end of the quarter say to me, Dr. Meisner, what's the best management approach to manage individual employees? What's the best one? And they were, expecting me to pick some theory that I had talked about during the year. And I said, the best one to use is the best one to apply in your company is the one you're going to do consistently. And what I see people do is kind of jump from one concept to another one, one bright, shiny object to another one, and they don't do it consistently. So you got to find something that works for you. I'm going to give you one today that I think can work for a lot of people, and it's pretty straightforward.
All right. Give us a hint of what it is, and then we'll discuss it on the next segment.
Okay. It's 24 hours, 7 hours, and 30 days. There's three things to do in those three time frames that will help you make a good connection and follow up when you meet people at networking events.
Mm-hmm. 24 hours.
Yeah. Seven days and 30 days. So
30
let's assume that you are at a business.
All right, so hold on to that thought. I'm gonna let you just so folks make a note of that. That's gonna be on the test. You'll see that, and it won't be multiple choice. It'll be an essay answer. So you're gonna want to pay attention. I need a website, Ivan.
BNI.com is the website for.
Doesn't get any easier than. How many chapters now?
7,600.
And how many was it when you first started joining me 17 years ago? 300, 200, 150? What was it?
Oh, 17 years ago would have been less than 1,000.
Yeah, I think it's more like 150. Look what I've done, folks. 22. Stay with me. I'll be right back with Ivan Meisner.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.